This is Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Hero of the Week. Today we welcome Lance Corporal Stephen Stewart of the United States Marine Corps. Lance Corporal Stewart, thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to join you guys, and thank you for having me on.
Lance Corporal, how long have you been in the Corps?
A little over 2.5 years now.
And what's your MOS, or for all of us out here in civilian land, what's your job?
I'm a combat correspondent, which is pretty much a military journalist. I write articles and take photos for the Marine Corps and kind of tell the story of the Marine Corps and get it out to the public so everybody knows what the Marines are doing and sort of how they're doing it.
Okay, so you're more involved with the print media and the internet rather than radio or TV?
Yes.
Okay. What do you find the most challenging about your job?
Definitely the deadlines. We have a strict 24-hour turnarounds because got to be quick with news. If you're not, then it's not news anymore. So definitely trying to make our story deadlines is definitely the hardest part, being able to put out a story as quickly as possible with photos, captions, upload them. That way we can get them out there, because if we get them out there too late after the fact, then people just don't want to read them anymore, and they're not interested because it's history instead of news now. So making that deadline is the hardest part.
Okay, okay. And are you getting your information out strictly to military publications, or are we talking also to the newspaper and media out here as well in the civilian world?
In the civilian world is actually, we have two different ways. There's internal release and external. Internal is more for military, but for us, we reach out to as many outlets as possible online, to different papers, both civilian and other military papers from other air stations and Marine Corps bases. And so we reach out to as many people as we can.
Okay, so you're not only talking about deadlines for yourselves, but deadlines for those media outlets as well.
Well, we have our own strict deadline, and then we'll reach out to them not knowing when their deadlines are, but we just try to get it to them as fast as possible.
Okay. And what do you find the most rewarding about your job?
Variety. In my job, I get to pretty much go to all these other different MOSs. For me, I'm on a air station, so I get to go talk to pilots. I talk to air wing mechanics, motor T, MPs. I get to talk to all these different type of Marines and find out what they do. So I'm not just doing the same job every single day. In a way, I am, but I'm also doing other jobs. I'm learning about the entire Marine Corps instead of just knowing my own MOS, military occupational specialty.
And helping all of us understand what it is that those particular men and women are doing as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you mentioned before that you're also involved with taking photos and pictures, right?
Yes.
In fact, you were chosen just this month to be awarded for having one of the best photos in the Marine Corps' 2012 Top Shot competition.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Describe the picture for us, please. I've seen it, but I want you to describe it for us and the circumstances behind that particular picture.
Okay. Well, it started out, it was with VMA Q2, which is, I'm trying to think of what the squadron stands for, but it's one of the squadrons on Cherry Point that was returning from a deployment. It was a 7-month deployment to Afghanistan. And when they do return, sort of, they're not really ceremonial, but it's where all the families get together at the squadron, and when their loved ones come back and they all get to see them for the first time in 6-7 months to a year. And so it's really an emotional time, and we cover as many of them as we can to get out to the civilian people and show them that our Marines are coming back and kind of tell them what they were doing. Well, on this particular day, I found a family that I was more or less focusing on. They had a few kids and everything. And right when the Marines showed up, this one lady ran out of the crowd, and so I immediately started following her. And she jumped into her husband's arms, and that's what the photo is. It's a it's a close-up of her hugging her husband for the first time in 7 months. And she actually leaped into his arms and wrapped her legs around his waist, and she was just happy and crying, and there was Marines in the background, and it was just an awesome shot. And that moment, which is why we take photos and cover things, is to show the emotion to these, to everybody out there. And that picture, I think why it went so far is because of the emotion in the photo. I mean, for that particular couple, they got married, and 2 months after they were married, just two short months, Corporal Duran was deployed. That was the husband's name. And so they were literally married for 2 months and had to be separated for 7 months. So the majority of their marriage together was apart. And just the happiness in that photo and everything was just phenomenal. And so I took the shot, and I didn't even know until the day that they were doing the competition that they had selected my photo online.
I've seen the photo, and it is an excellent picture. It shows the happiness and the joy in her face, and it is also a very tender and poignant one because of the return of her husband. So, again, congratulations on being chosen.
Thank you.
As we come to the close of our time today, Lance Corporal Stewart, please tell me why you chose the Corps and how you feel about serving your country.
Well, it is, first off, I'd like to say it's an honor to be able to serve in the Marine Corps, but it definitely wasn't the first branch that I was looking at. It's actually kind of a interesting story. I'm from Nikiski, Alaska, and it's a very small town, and the nearest recruiting station was about a 30 to 40 minute drive away. And I had talked to other branches, and they had talked to me about giving me signing bonuses to enlist or a new laptop or stuff like that. But it was a Friday, actually, 3 days before my senior year started, and I looked up the Marine Corps recruiter phone number, and as I was reaching for the phone to call him, the phone rang, and it was Staff Sergeant Jason Daniels on the line from the recruiting office. And so he happened to be calling me right as I was about to call him. And we set up an interview for that Saturday, and I talked to him. Sunday he met my parents, and Monday I skipped the first day of my senior year and went and signed up for the Marines. And the reason why I did that was because he didn't try to bribe me. When I walked into his office, the first thing he said to me was, it's a Saturday morning, and if you're going to ask me for a signing bonus or a laptop or anything, then the Corps doesn't want you. I said, great, I don't want any of that. So I didn't want signing bonuses, I didn't want anything. I just wanted to be challenged, I wanted to serve my country, and I wanted to make something of my life. And the Marine Corps has done great things for me. It's definitely made me into the man I am today.
Lance Corporal Stephen Stewart of the United States Marine Corps, my thanks again for your time today and your service for America. May God bless you. As you continue on serving in the Corps, besides your Top Shot Award, we honor you, Lance Corporal Stewart, as our Hero of the Week.